At Christmas time, the people are represented by two separate but equally important groups: Santa and his elves that make and deliver toys, and the kids on the naughty list who may not be getting nothing this year. This is their story.
Hey there, buddy. Pull up a chair.
Well, thanks. Well, that's very kind of you.
Yeah, hey, it's a cold one out there.
Yeah, it is. I've seen my share.
Yeah, well, what can I get you?
Oh, make it a hot chocolate. Make it a double.
Oh, hey, slow down there, buddy. Sure you don't want to start a little easier, like, a Christmas fizz or something?
Give the guy in the red suit what he wants, why don't you?
Enough out of you, Tommy. Hey, here's some pretzels. Go mind your own.
After the day I've had, give me the double hot chocolate.
All right, pal. All right. Coming right up. Say, what's got you so down in the dumps? It's the holidays. Most folks are riding high on mistletoe and whatnot.
Hey, the guy looks familiar. Haven't I seen you before?
Tommy, you think you've seen everybody before. Hey, here you go, buddy. Enjoy your double, but go easy, okay?
It's okay. I'm just trying to sit and...
I mean, his red suit is seasonably appropriate. But I swear I've seen him someplace. Hey, pal, are you on TV or something?
Oh, little Tommy, I know you. In 1991, you got chutes and ladders for Christmas. And next year, you got a bright red skateboard.
Yeah, how'd you know? I busted my ass on that skateboard.
And your parents didn't have a chimney, so I had to pick the lock on that back door every year. Even bribed your German shepherd with some Vienna sausages.
Hey, how'd you know? What
So what? So you're saying that red suit is authentic? You're the real deal?
Yeah, you got me. I'm Santa.
Now, can't be. There's too many of you fellas out at the mall.
Look, pal, that attitude is why you didn't get the Allman Brothers album that you wanted back in the Christmas of 72. I had hoped you had learned something from that. Now, can a guy just sit here and have his hot chocolate in peace?
Okay, I'm sorry. Look, hey, we're all friends here. So, next drink, it's on the house. So, for being Jolly Saint Nick, I gotta say, you ain't so jolly today. What's eating you, Santa?
Everybody thinks my job is easy. Believe me, son, it isn't. There's a lot of pressure that comes with it. Sometimes it just comes down on me like an avalanche of candy corn. And the naughty list this year, it's unprecedented.
You don't say.
Yeah, most folks don't get the behind-the-scenes effort of making the toys, taking them all over the world. I mean, the troubles are endless. Have you ever gotten lost in a hurricane? More than once, I can tell you. You've gotten soaking wet in the rain? Or you pop down a chimney only to be met by a woman in curlers swinging a frying pan?
Santa, that's ho-ho horrible.
Really? Look, I'm telling you guys, not every fireplace is cold. I learned that one the hard way. And cookies? Don't get me started on cookies, particularly the ones in Colorado and Jamaica. How do you handle all that, year after year after year? Look, I'm counting my troubles by threes and by twos.
Gosh, sounds like even Santa Claus gets the blues.
Buddy, I feel you. I really, really feel you.
What I wouldn't give for one silent night. Just me and Mama Claus by the warm firelight. Yep. But Christmas time is coming. There's just so much to do.
I really, really get it. Even Santa Claus.
So, Santa, I get that you're having a bad day. We all get those. I can't imagine how you can do it all in one night anyway.
Well, I know every single chimney like the back of my hand. People leave milk and cookies, and I just think that's grand.
Well, that's how the story goes, Santa. I mean, you're a dearly loved man.
But the reason for the season, some folks, I'm telling you, they just don't understand.
And that is what I'm talking about. Some people just gimme, gimme, gimme. And another thing, I think it should be...
Tommy, shut it! Hey, here, let me freshen up that double charcuterie for you, Santa.
Oh, thanks.
So, what are you gonna do?
Well, it's back to the workshop. Hello, Claus speaking.
Santa, it's Gingy over at the workshop.
Oh, what is it now, Gingy?
It's the workshop, Santa. The elves say they're bored making board games. The spinning tops are all lopsided and not spinning. And to make things worse, Yeti and the Bumble got in an argument over who's the best snow creature. Now they aren't speaking. Again. It's chaos. It's Christmas chaos. Oh, Santa.
Gingy, I'm busy right now. Please call Mrs. Claus and ask her to please take some cookies and eggnog over to the workshop. She always has a way with the elves. And tell Yeti and Bumble that they're both well-loved. I mean, all over the world, especially by conspiracy theorists. If that isn't enough, well, they could just take it outside. So, as I was saying, for me, it's back to the workshop, make more toys. But honestly, you know, I can't wait to give them to all the girls and boys. Looks like I'll be hooking up my sleigh. So go ahead, spread the news.
Well, look on the bright side. You know every single chimney like the back of your hand.
Yeah, and like we said, people leave you milk and cookies, and you gotta think that's grand.
As the story goes, you're a dearly loved man.
Yeah, but the reason for the season, some folks just don't understand. When I look at the size of the naughty list this year, it just makes me want to cry.
Hey, Cheech, why don't you play something that'll cheer up our red-suited pal over here, huh?
Okay, you got it, boss.
Thanks, fellas. But I just...
So what's with this list you keep bringing up? The naughty list. Seems like it's bringing you down like a ton of icicles.
Well, you know, I just don't like to talk about it.
Well, you kinda already did.
You know, there's always been two lists, okay? One for the good girls and boys, and well, the other one for everybody else.
Yeah, the naughty list. I get it.
Yep, that's the one. That list has gotten so big this year, I just don't know what to do, guys. The thought of all those kids being disappointed, I mean, it's a problem.
Them's the breaks, Santa. Kids knew the game when they started playing. Do naughty things, win naughty prizes. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
No, Tommy, that's not all. I can't help but feel, well, some of these kids, they just got a bad break this year.
Yeah, not giving presents. It's a little off-brand for you, Saint Nick.
It's not even that. I can already see the disappointment in their faces. I just can't take it.
Seems like your problem ain't the kids, it's the list, right?
Well, I feel like I just can't do it this year.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this, Tommy.
Yeah?
So, Santa, what you need is a shot of perspective to go with your double hot chalky. I get that it's a lot of work. There's a world of worry on your shoulders. But you are literally the elf for the job. You built an empire, but you built it on love and kindness.
Yeah, kindness.
Yeah, when people say your name, it's with admiration of your generosity.
Generosity.
Mm. Sure, some folks may not understand, but you got one thing that maybe they don't. You got heart.
heart, Santa, heart.
You got a heart as big as the whole North Pole. And maybe that's all some of those folks need to ignite that ember inside themselves, to catch that fire, to be more generous, to be more kind, to be more empathetic to their fellow man. It's a big job, but everybody is behind you. I mean, everybody's behind you. Santa, you give the entire world hope, and trust me, pal, these days there ain't nothing that the world agrees on, but they agree on you. And they need that hope more than ever. It's in short supply. So, you can do this. You got this. So, what do you say? Tear up that naughty list and help the world light the star on top of their tree this year.
Let me get this straight. Tear up the naughty list.
Well, yeah.
Tear up the naughty list?
Yeah.
You guys were saying tear up the naughty list.
Literally what we're saying.
But we'd have to build so many more toys and... Well, I've never...
I believe in you. I believe.
Yeah, I believe in you too, Santa. You don't need that list. It ain't for you.
Gentlemen, I don't know what to say. I suppose I could.
Hey, who left the big sled with the mules double parked out here? You gotta move that thing, buddy. This ain't no petting zoo. Get it moving.
Okay, okay. Well, so it's back to the workshop. I gotta make some more toys.
You got this, Santa.
Yeah, go get them. You got it.
I can't wait to give them all to the boys and girls. I'm hooking up my sleigh. So go ahead and spread the news. But you know, sometimes...
Sometimes?
Sometimes even Santa Claus gets the blues. I'll see you on Christmas Eve, fellas.
Well, you never know, do you, Tommy?
So, you think that was the real Santa Claus? For real?
Well, I know I'm not betting against that guy.
Merry Christmas to all! And to all, a good night!
Merry Christmas, Tommy. Hey, here's a double hot chalky for you. On the house.
Hey, you're a real pal. I hope you get that Allman Brothers record this year. You want it on vinyl, right?
You've been listening to Even Santa Claus Gets the Blues, starring Ando Thompson as Santa Claus,
Chuck Wills as the bartender,
and Tom Preston as Tommy, Gingy the Elf, and that mean cop. Written and produced by Chuck Wills. Inspired by the Marty Stewart song of the same name.